Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. There's Mad Dog Englishman, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. It's 23 after, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Back to 1999, he's been hanging out with us since. And he is the Chief Home Officer, and he is... been hanging out with us now for a long time, and chiefhomeofficer.com, so be sure to check out his website. Also gotwords.com, is that right, Jeff?
Absolutely, gotwords.com.
So check
that
out.
It's my writing site for the Chief Home Officer, for the consulting I do and the subject matter work I do, and share information on home officing, small business, entrepreneurship, and even telework, corporate employees who want to work from home or work remotely. And then Got Words is my copywriting site. So for journalism and corporate copy, I work with organizations. And so the site is just a good, big, fat brag page of all my work I've done over the years.
He's the best, folks. So I encourage you to check him out and use him to your advantage. Hey, Jeffrey, I like telling young kids that my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
There you go.
And I like seeing the look on their face when they, and of course, then they say, what's carbon paper, right?
What's carbon paper, exactly.
But seriously, I came of age when technology was, emerging, computers and all that stuff. And now, it seems like, but I remember back when the cool stuff was coming out, but you could adopt something cool and use it for a while, and then when the next thing came out, you'd have time to take a breath and use it, right?
Yep.
But all the new stuff is coming at us like a fire hose now, isn't it? Not only the technology in terms of the stuff we hold, but the software, the apps, the applications, you name it. They're so handy, but it just seems like there's so many. It's almost intimidating, isn't it?
It's intimidating, and
maybe not if you're 20 or 19 or 16, but if you're over 50, it's intimidating for folks, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I would say that, in some ways when you look at, let's look at it from a business sense. When you're looking at it from a personal sense, you may want to try the latest, greatest, bestest. And we've had this conversation before where when you're looking for a new game, so I don't play a lot of games on my smartphone. I have chess, I have backgammon, I have Tetris, the old fan favorite back from the Nintendo days. And my daughter turned me on to another game that's like a Connect Four type of game where you try and build straight lines across, and I'm like, okay, great, it's kind of fun, but it's yet another game. And that's fine, I've got the time to invest in that, but when it comes to business apps, when it comes to whether it's software for my desktop or apps for my smartphone or my tablet, how much time, and it's not really just downloading a piece of software and using it, it's the time you have to invest in learning how to use it, and not just learning how to use it, but learning how to use it smart. So that you use it wisely and as it was intended. I would even argue that, for example, Microsoft Word, I probably know 5% of all the capabilities that application can do, but it's the 5% I need to know.
Most of us are like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I had someone recently reach out to me and say, we have an app that's out there that we want to use to communicate. And so they said, download this app and start using it. It's not a client, it's a contact, so I have a little bit more leverage. A client says, we want you to use such and so. For the most part, you say, okay, where do I sign up? Just trying to, it's an extension of client service. But this peer says, to communicate, let's use this app. And I'm like, why? Because it does nothing more than texting would do. And assuming we all have unlimited text on our phone,
right,
which most of us do, I can share photos, I can share
details. Does it offer some extra capability?
It did not seem, what we need it for, look, we're
and
not
see, this
sharing
is
large
the part,
files.
This is the part that I'm talking about. So,
right.
So that you helped me come up with a reason to not sound like a Luddite. I mean, when I said something about all the extra stuff coming at you, if it helps you, if it's a better wrinkle on what you're doing, then go for it. I do the same thing. But sometimes it's just one's Hertz and one's Avis, right?
Right, right. Exactly.
And if Avis is not better than Hertz today, why do I need to put another program on my phone or whatever? And so anyway, of course, some people just like they just want the new stuff. Myself, I just like things that I know how to use and that work.
Absolutely. And I think that we have to be that way with all of our software, with all of
especially
the tools
with
we
business.
Buy. Especially for business. I'm not, you know, personal, you do what you want. You know, you want to go out and buy some, you know, load up your smartphone with all sorts of, you know, data consuming.
But also the learning curve, Jeff. You don't want to get so hidebound that you can't bring on the new stuff. But it takes time to learn the new stuff, and when you're having to ramp up to something that's just an alternative to something you already have, you're wasting time.
You're wasting time. That's one of the key points is that, you know, if your client expects you to do it, then do it. Okay, so that's again, like I said, another element of client service. They want you to, I have one big client that I use. They use, the two pieces of software, one for accounting and billing, so Lord knows I'm going to be using that. And then the other one is for how I deliver projects, so of course I have to use that. But when someone, you know, offers an alternative that we can, you know, offer some pushback, I mean, I had to spend time to learn how to use those two pieces of software for my client.
Yep.
And that was
yep.
a big deal. Think about and it before you invest in it. Realize what works best for your organization.
Well said. GotWords.com, also ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Those are Jeff's websites. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.